All right, I'm going to try not to fawn over, but I already have in the hallway. I fawned earlier, but I have unlimited fawning, I've discovered. For, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, here I go again. I'm in fawning mode.
I fawned first.
Huh?
I fawned first.
You fawned first. You did, really.
I fawned first.
I thought you had the wrong guy. I really did.
I'm quite confident I was speaking. I was fawning over the right man.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So, square pegs. How's that going?
Pretty good? We're still hoping it catches on.
Yeah.
Still holding out hope.
Renewal is a possibility.
The way things are going.
That was
never,
where I
never looked better.
That's where I originally fell in love with you, of course.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh my God, and you're a very generous man.
You were what, 16, 14?
I guess I was about 37, 38.
No, I was 37, 38. You were 14 or 16. That's
right. I was 17 and turned 18 on the set, and there was a ceremonial burning of my work permit. Really, truly, and actually, I've never told this story, but I can't imagine a better environment than the Skirball to tell you that we burned my work permit in the presence of adults, like true adults, not just people who had just turned 18, but actual grown-ups who had been considered so for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And they took the ashes of my work permit. And if this speaks at all about the environment in which I was working, they put them in a small cocaine vial and framed it for me. I had no idea what it was. Truthfully, I thought it was the most perfect, diminutive little sweet bottle, like the absolute perfect size for ashes. I was like, I can't imagine, where did you ever find? And so quickly, like how were you able to just produce like, had they burned work permits before?
Yeah.
Was this something that people did a lot? Was there a whole industry?
Probably.
Yeah. Well,
if it would have gone just to a second season, you could have worked that into the show.
Yes, I could have.
Something in your locker there, a little work
permit. Yeah, that I sell, like a cottage, like a Patty Green, you know, I don't know, I can't get a summer job, so I found these little bottles. I don't know.
Is that when you were in love with a custodian, too, at one point, weren't you? The guy who opened your locker.
Was that right?
Yes, I think so.
Is really?
Yes.
Oh, well, if you say so.
I tend to believe
every word that comes out of your mouth.
We should spend more time there.
I know we should.
I have a lot of really false things I'd love to tell you.
Should I move to Wisconsin or should you move to New York? What a conundrum.
Yeah, it is a conundrum, especially with your husband, you know.
Oh, that's
at
right.
At the door. We have a clip, though.
We do?
See if you recognize this moment from the show.
Okay.
I just said that if everybody become what they want to be when they grew up, that we'd be living in a world full of nothing but firemen, cowboys, and ballerinas.
There you go.
I definitely recognize my voice. Are you going to ask me what scene, what episode
that was taken from? No.
Okay,
that was not
good.
A quiz at all. I do have a few questions for you, though.
Okay,
What is your favorite word?
Are you being... you're doing that man. You're being that man. Is that because we're in a university environment?
Well, I thought, you know...
Do you want a real answer?
Approach? Sure.
Favorite word? Oh gosh, children. Oh.
What is your least favorite word?
Republican. That's awful. That's really awful, and that's cheap. It's lazy.
Yeah, it's lazy.
It's lazy. It's not thoughtful.
What turns you on?
Oh,
I love
Michael,
it when he asks that because you know he really wants the answer to that.
I love the free food in the room this morning, Michael.
What turns you off?
The check.
Let's cut right to this one.
Okay.
Pearly Gate one.
Oh.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the Pearly Gates?
You know, I did say this once, and I mean it, so I don't want to retract it because I want it to be good, but I did, if given the opportunity, and if that does in fact exist, and there is him, then I would like him to introduce me to Mr. Broderick, to Mr. James Broderick, my husband's father, who I never had the great pleasure of meeting or knowing.
Yeah.
It's going to get weepy and sentimental in here.
Oh, that's very sweet.
What are you doing with that picture?
This simple black jacket. This is the way to wear it, ladies. A simple black jacket. I love this picture.
And gentlemen,
that's why.
It shouldn't be just picture. For ladies.
This is from my locker. I took it out of my locker. The tape is still on it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And you know what? I have a very close friend of mine who is who's gay. Mm-hmm. He happens to be gay. Mm-hmm. You have to say that. He happens to be gay.
Right.
But he said, Sarah Jessica Parker, he said the thing he remembers most is this pinup picture of you.
What?
When you're kind of holding a mast.
What?
So it seems that you seem to be on either on a shaft or on top of a large building. You're holding a mast, and you're dressed like in red, white, and blue, and kind of, he said, and your fore is forward and your aft is aft.
Oh, and I think I was hypnotized and they made me do that.
Oh.
Because I never would have done that voluntarily.
It's the wallpaper on my phone.
Oh, gee, right.
I'll show you.
You don't have wallpaper on your... I wouldn't be surprised if you actually had wallpaper on your phone.
Yeah, no, I'm old-fashioned.
Because you're old-fashioned like that. Oh.
That one.
That's what they made me do. They made me do that.
It.
I think it was for Fleet Week. Was it for Fleet Week? No, I don't know what it was for.
I don't know what it was for, but it's
and clearly retouched.
My fleet certainly sailed on that one. Very nice.
Thanks.
You haven't done a lot of pinups, though, I suppose.
No. That wasn't, that people didn't ring me up often for pinups.
Yeah. Do you get tired of people saying who you're wearing? When they say, Sarah Jessica Parker was, at the opera opening, whatever.
Mm.
She was wearing,
right.
The first thing I say about you is what you're wearing. Who are you wearing, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, just whatever was in my closet. Old. I'm wearing old.
You're wearing old.
I guess, I would prefer if they asked you,
who are you reading?
Who are you reading right now?
Right.
Or what do you want to, what's interesting in the city to you right now? What are you looking forward to seeing? Or
what are you
eating?
What are you eating?
Exactly.
Yes.
But but I've made peace with it because obviously there are far greater things one could complain about.
Yeah.
But I think my concern always is they must just think I'm stupid. Like that's pretty much all I think about would be like, what am I wearing? Or they're just trying to trip me up.
No, I don't.
You're not wearing that.
But I saw you were at something and you wore this vintage, was it Dior or something?
Could be.
And you had a sweater over it. And it was like the fashion world was rocked on its heels.
Really?
Does this mean that's...
Sweaters are in?
Sweaters are being worn over vintage.
Because I didn't have I recall, actually, that was fairly recently. That was the tribute from Mr. Cunningham at the Times.
Oh, yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And I wore a sweater because it was cold out and I didn't have anything else to wear.
But you rocked the entire industry.
Really?
Do you understand?
Oh,
yes,
I don't know.
Did.
It must have been a very slow week for rocking. Very.
Now you got this. You got the president is coming and you're having it at the house.
I know. Isn't it hilarious?
Is there room enough? I mean, how many people can you hold?
Well, we think we're crowded with five.
Yeah.
We're expecting about 60, I guess, or 70.
Yeah.
50 for sure. But I think we're trying to figure out how to fit more in. It will be, it will be amusing to squeeze into New York space. But, this is a pretty serious campaign, so I say squeeze away.
And I love it because it's only $3.
Yes.
And I brought my $3.
Oh, you did? I suppose this isn't a fix.
I have it pinned to my... my mom said, I always take a little money and pin it to your bra strap.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing I was her son and not her daughter. So I have my $3 here already. Is that over now?
It is over. But I will take it for the campaign. But I don't know if that... Are you allowed? Are you allowed to do that?
Are you allowed to take it?
I mean, are you... Well, I feel comfortable taking it. Are you comfortable?
Take $3.
All right. And so when someone comes on and... You can give $3 toward the Romney campaign just to make sure that no one knows where you stand?
No. If he promises not to baptize me posthumously, I'm waiting for that guarantee.
Okay. This money will go to the Obama campaign.
Pin it. Pin it there. I got to pin it.
I don't have a pin, but I'm using...
It's going to move around. And that's pretty exciting. Though.
I know, it's very exciting. I'm already worried that we're going to be disruptive to our neighbors, so I'm apologizing to everybody. I sort of just sit on the stoop when I have a couple moments and hope people look at me. I can detect like if there's anger or annoyance in their eye, oh, you're a neighbor. So we're going to do everything we can to make this, the surrounding area, I assume there's going to be some blocking of streets, and I already have anxiety about making people just, it's annoying. It disrupts their lives.
Yeah.
And I wish I could invite everybody. You know, they say when you have a party at your house, you should invite your neighbors so they don't get upset about
can't
the noise.
Do that, though. Yeah.
And this is just one of those occasions where I literally, the government says I cannot.
No, you can't. You're catering, I suppose. You're not going to.
You know what? Actually, there's this wonderful chef who I love, and he's in New York. His name is Michael White. He's one of the great chefs we have in the city, and he has agreed to come and cook dinner for everybody, which is a thrill.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the president and first lady coming,
yes,
so
yes.
I am picture how much more seriously I am making the house. Well, I'm trying to clean the house, but also because I don't know, I felt like she would pay attention to what should be a home with children. And he might not have the same vigilant eyeball. And then one of the last little cherry on the sundae is that Trombone Shorty is coming to play.
Trombone Shorty, yes.
You guys know Trombone Shorty?
Yeah.
I freaking love him so much.
Clyde used to hang with Trombone Shorty.
Really?
Yeah. Clyde knows Trombone
really?
Shorty. Clyde Stubblefield.
We can, I guess, should we talk? You don't. He says you're insane.
No, that's not what he's saying. Okay. He's hard to understand. Saying something.
But I just...
Is Matthew helping at all with the preparation? I mean,
how would you define helping and preparation?
But I mean, is he's picking up his stuff or something, or is he, you know...
I'm sure. I think he'll pick his underwear up off the floor. I mean, I think there will be...
Is he making an effort?
I think, yeah, he's had opinions about...
Yes,
he is helpful. He's very, very, very busy right now.
Yeah.
So, and in some ways that's good because it doesn't...
So
he's not around to see the madness, and he might disagree with the effort, meaning like, well, that's crazy. Like, that corner is fine. You know, that and a toothbrush are probably unnecessary. But he's been good counsel.
Yeah, because he's dancing like twice
singing
a day
and
now.
Dancing,
yeah,
and singing beautifully.
Yeah.
And
did you help him with his dancing, by the way?
No, I did not.
He's a natural sort of dancer.
He would say he's not, but he's so... Incredibly wonderful in this show, and so funny, and he moves beautifully.
He moves
with no training.
You can see that in the producers.
Just instinct, yes.
Yes, but this is pretty heavy duty. This is heavy duty dancing. I mean,
one number that's 9.5 minutes long, and it's truly all over the stage and up and down staircases and over couches and on tables, and it's beautifully choreographed, and it's very evocative of those great, you know, Fred and Ginger dance numbers from the great movies that. Kind of created that feeling.
Yeah. He doesn't dance on the ceiling, however, like a stair does.
No. So.
That's next.
But it's still fun to see.
Yeah. But I mean, is he up there thumping? I mean, it's a townhouse, right? So he's probably above you, like.
He actually,
thumping
the thing
around.
He did most at home that I saw was that he has to do a whole number with the ukulele. So he had the ukulele a lot around the house.
That's not annoying.
Day and night. It actually was. It was very, very charming, and our children adored it. And actually, my daughter, the other day, was singing a song, and I said, Loretta, what is that song? It's so wonderful. It's wonderful. And there were some stuff that she had definitely robbed from a song that we all know, but she had incorporated into her own song. And she said, it's just something I wrote on my ukulele.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it was really cute.
But, I mean, for you, you didn't... sign on to marry Arthur Godfrey or something. I mean, the ukulele's got to be a little bit annoying.
I don't know why I didn't find it annoying at all, honestly, and also because he could play a lot of songs that we do sing. So we actually could, as corny and horrible as it sounds, we did all sing as a family. Like, he could play Daisy Daisy. He could play a lot of the songs that we sing. Isn't that a nice
benefit? You guys are
benefit?
All so cute.
We're not cute at all. We're actually awful.
Yeah.
But that's just, that was one cute moment.
Yeah.
That will never happen again.
No.
I promise.
Did you guys meet in a, was it a musical or a play of some sort? Or?
We met Matthew and his oldest best friend, Kenneth Lonergan, and my two brothers were part of founding members of a theater company in New York called Naked Angels. And I was hanging around and... Matthew was directing a play of Kenny's called The Suffering Colonel. My brother was playing that Suffering Colonel, I guess they'd say the title character. And I was hanging around, and my brother sort of set us up. And I'm awfully grateful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did it work out right away, or was there...
Well,
if you don't talk about this, you say just I don't want to talk about
it. No,
this.
Eventually it worked out right away.
Yeah. In what way? How did it work out?
Well, eventually when we were no longer committed to other parties, It worked out
really
well.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get you. I get you there. Okay. I'm in on all this stuff. I know all this stuff. You're doing a lot of producing now as well, is that?
Yes. Yep, trying. Yep, yes, actually.
What are you currently working on?
We have a few shows we're working on for HBO, where I have my little company, and we're working on a documentary series on the New York City Ballet. It's the first time in the company's history that they're giving all access to the entire organism, which is really exciting. Things like that.
Yeah. And is that show about the roots, people going back to their...
Yes. I was
that's
just
yours.
No, that's Lisa Kudrow.
Oh.
That's all
Kudrow.
Lisa. Yeah. Yeah. That was a great experience. That was an amazing experience.
Yeah. Was your company involved in that, though?
I was just a hired subject.
Well, that's a very good idea, too.
Yeah. She's very bright. She's amazing, Lisa. You should have had her today instead.
Yeah. No.
She's great. You must know her, actually. Have you met her?
No.
Oh, she's incredible.
How would I know her?
I don't know, because she's
from Milwaukee. I don't
smart,
think so.
Funny, comes from the world of improv. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we all know
all
each other.
You, yeah,
we all
you
know each other.
Know each other. Even if you don't, you find each other. Like, she flies to Wisconsin to say, hey, it's weird we haven't met yet. We should know each other, and then she leaves.
Well, mention her. Mention me to
mention
her.
Mention you to her.
Mention her to me. You already did.
But she is actually, she's really, really, truly special.
Yeah.
And she does all those great, I mean, she really writes and creates everything. Everything that she does that's outside of her, the job that we all, you know, friends, is her brain. And she's actually be great. She'd be amazing. And you guys would be like a house on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too late to rebook the show.
Sorry,
I mean, you're here.
I'm
and we got to work with that.
Enormously regretful.
We got to work with that. Are you moving to Brooklyn, though? I mean, that's one thing.
No.
Okay.
But so the people of Brooklyn have been so nice about...
They want you.
Are you sure?
Well, I think so. We have people of Brooklyn, speaking for the people of Brooklyn.
Well, what are they going to say now? I'm in the room.
They would love to have
behind my back. Oy.
But that was another big deal. It's shockwaves.
I never even saw... we've never seen those houses. I've never been on that street. It seems like a wonderful street, but it's two... First of all, it's two houses.
Yeah.
Although that would have served Thursday night beautifully.
Yeah.
That could have helped. We could have gotten more seats, more money... For the Obama administration.
Yeah, you could.
The re-election campaign.
A little more room.
And my father was born and raised in Brooklyn, but my husband was born and raised in the West Village, so there we shall remain.
That's too bad, because I actually made a big search of places that you might like.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
All right.
There's some places here now, and actually, you see, here it is.
Our needs are few.
Sarah Jessica, neighboring Heights.
I've never seen those houses. I've never seen them.
They look nice. But, they're selling... Where is it? Jennifer Aniston, all that stuff. Wrong show. Merv Griffin's estate is up for sale, but that's in L.A. But you are bi-coastal, right, as well?
No, not at all.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Park Avenue.
I mean, I'll go if someone makes me.
Here's one, a nice one, rooftop shower, Empire State View.
Oh, gosh, that's great. The shower has the view, or the...
I don't know. You can shower.
Okay.
Well, this is the one, actually, New York State surplus property here. In Brooklyn, you can get the Marcy Avenue Armory. And you get an entire armory. It's like a castle.
Oh, my God.
Look at the size of it.
That's so it seems like it's maybe a deal with the city.
It's like 80 rooms. It's up for auction.
Holy cow. When's the auction?
I don't know.
People are going to run out of this building right now.
Yeah.
Just to try
to
get in line.
It's a great little fixer-upper.
That's actually a beautiful, beautiful building.
Yes, it is. Well,
so,
why don't you take
that
with you?
No more information?
Yeah.
Where do we know where Marcy Avenue is? It's Kings County, of course.
Yeah.
Do we know where in Brooklyn that is? Is it anybody? Anybody?
Know where that is?
Okay.
Armory?
It's an urban location on a large city block, side streets, and play yard. Oh, Hayward and Lynch. Does that ring a bell? Harrison Avenue? No.
Perfect.
No. Oh, someone's giving.
Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy, growing, important.
There's a gymnasium.
Part of the big NPR audience in Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, gymnasium, and there's actually a shooting range.
Oh, my God. There's an enormous boiler.
An enormous boiler?
My God, look at that. I think that's a boiler. Is that a train or a boiler?
Well, that might have been the train station at one time. And there's some very nice little motifs in the gymnasium there.
Oh,
and
can you imagine actually seriously how absolutely beautiful this building must be?
And I think it's a sanitarium included.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Look at this. See, this is
what
I'm telling
you. Oh, my God.
That.
Well, this is beautiful, beautiful. Oh. You can imagine the lead paint, you know, the asbestos. But it's sad because actually... I love the look of lead paint so much. I know you all agree.
I do, and I love
and
the taste of it.
It's terrible. I used to like the taste,
I love
and
the
I grew
flakes.
Out of that. But lead paint is often very thick and glossy, yeah. So it's been very hard to recreate that.
It is hard.
Porch paint, I've
now,
discovered.
Porch you know paint. What? I have a special request of you. Now.
Oh, okay.
Doing the show, and we had to arrange it because dates are dates when they're available.
All right.
But my daughter, Nora, is graduating today.
Today?
So I had to miss her graduation, and I feel like the world's worst father.
You oh, can my
imagine.
God.
This
well,
is
I think
a thing
you are.
yes. No. I'm telling you, because her feminist psychologists in the year, 2020.
Yeah, this will be what she'll be talking about.
We'll have a field day with the fact that, where were you?
Well,
you're with
terrible.
Sarah Jessica Parker in New York when I was graduating high school.
Well, that's, I feel actually that's, all, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
there's
yeah
nothing
I'm really sorry I brought it up, but
do?
I brought a card. I thought if you could maybe sign a card.
Of course I will. You want me to do it? Take yeah. valuable on-air time.
Yes, please.
Or you'll
yes,
edit
yes,
this.
Sign, yes, it's to Nora.
To Nora, N-O-R-A, yeah, the yeah. traditional way, not with an H.
No, okay. Nora.
Ah, the Swedish way. Yeah. Nora.
To Nora. And she's an artist
you,
and a. And
you're going to
so
tell
forth.
Me what to say? Or?
No, you say
okay,
whatever
so
you like.
She's an artist and she's graduating.
Graduating.
With hopes and dreams of.
Aspirations.
Aspirations, just yeah. period.
Yes.
So I, what and if she, I if I just said good luck with your aspirations? That seems kind of vague.
I don't know, whatever you would say to this thing. And then, even $10 would be fine.
I feel like I should do this after this. Oh, and put. Well, I would give her the money for my bra, but.
No.
That's spoken for.
Yes.
I could give her my. I could give her my. I got a bank card, a new bank card the other day for the ATM, but I don't know my PIN code. So it would be like a promissory note, like in the Game of Life.
Just,
remember we had a promissory note?
Just okay. sign it and I'll put, so the, I'll put the money up. In there.
Okay, so listen.
I'll put them. I got you.
In all sincerity, I would like to do this yeah. when I'm finished yeah. because I tend to ramble.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if that's how you want me to use my time.
Okay,
here.
All right.
But I will really.
Then
read.
There's my daughter, Ellie, who is. She said, Dad,
and
you
got to
get me Sarah
college.
Jessica Parker's autograph. And
with
I got
pleasure.
It on this particular
oh.
number, which she could wear as well.
Yes, she could. She just has to go
gorgeous.
Find it,
what,
borrow
what is this?
It. This is a Valentino dress
Valentino.
That I wore for the Met Ball.
Yes.
Met Ball.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So you
well,
signed that
so
one.
So this is for Ellie.
To Ellie.
E-L-L-I-E or E-L-L?
I.E.
I.E.
I.E. Yes.
I.E.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's going on in human ecology, but we don't know what that is.
How old is Ellie?
So I wouldn't say anything about it.
How old is Ellie?
Ellie is 21 now.
My God. Yeah. How old is Nora?
Nora is 18.
My God.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Incredible. I remember when they were, my God, I remember when they were 2 and 3. Well,
you do?
No,
really?
2 and 5.
Well, yeah.
No, I've never met them. I remember. I didn't know you had
well,
daughters.
Well, I used to change Ellie's diapers on air. That was
sort
of the high point of my career.
and I'm sure she's fond of those memories,
off
too.
Since then, okay.
So I'll do this so I don't
okay,
waste
we'll
time.
Do
I will
off.
Do
okay.
this afterwards for
okay,
sure.
Okay.
E-L-L-I-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming up next for Sarah Jessica Parker, what's on the horizon? Big projects. Can you talk about them?
I think I'm doing Glee. Don't
You're on
laugh
Glee,
at me.
Yes.
Don't laugh.
But you can't talk about that because Glee, they put a tight lid on
it. You know why I can't talk about it? Because I don't know what I'm playing, when I'm playing it, and maybe it won't ever happen.
Yeah. No, I think that's great.
So I'm gonna maybe do a few episodes of that. And maybe
I hate to admit
movie.
It, but I find Glee very entertaining. Those kids are
Why
amazing.
Do you hate to admit it? Should I know something?
Because I don't know. A grown
Come
man
on,
who watches Glee,
Michael
you know,
Feldman.
I don't... I do it surreptitiously.
well, my son is a great fan, and so I'm happy that he's happy, which is paramount. And maybe a little movie in between at the same time.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that.
Thank you, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it was a thrill
I may have
of
mentioned
lifetime.
That I love you, but I meant
oh,
it.
Oh, my, well, I've mentioned, well, I didn't say it on the air that I love you.
Yeah, I love you, too.
I think this is going to be, thank
if
you,
If things
Michael
had worked
Feldman.
Out just a little differently.
Oh, my God.
Sarah Jessica Parker, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.